Welcome back to Mumblecore, our attempt at a movie podcast. And I'm Megan.
And I'm Charlotte. I'm having a bad time in this working life right now.
I feel like we're having a bad time always. Again, somehow the holiday weekend has made it worse. Like,
why?
The idea... Nothing has happened, but it's, in my mind, it's worse. The idea of going to work tomorrow is truly soul-crushing to
really?
Me right now. Yes.
Okay.
I cannot will myself to get out of bed in the morning to... I need to sleep for... I need to be unconscious for, like, 24
yes.
hours.
It
That's kind of, like, my
you're
vibe.
Way more tired than you thought you were.
Exactly.
I mean, I didn't have a holiday weekend, but...
Oh, yeah. No, you were baking. You were spooning mushroom filling
into a freezer. I was spooning mushroom filling into, onto a train and into a freezer.
Yeah.
But it seems chill.
Here's the other thing that's been making me depressed.
Dude, I'm straight up like, oh, this is getting bad. And it's only getting colder and I'm only getting sadder. Like, we gotta start taking walks.
This will be the annual, like, you want to move to LA. Like, mm-hmm. around this time of year, I get you very close to coming out of leaving New York.
You're
but then
like, I need a change.
Yeah, and then spring happens and then you're gone again. Mm-hmm. But, no, the reason I'm depressed is because Dune premiered at the Venice Film Festival.
Yes.
And it got, like... Mixed
reviews.
Mixed reviews.
People were like, they could have done a lot and they didn't.
This is the problem, though. I'm like, if they were all terrible, then I'd be like, you know what? Maybe I don't read the book.
No.
But now
either way,
mixed,
you're like sort of,
I
how far are you? Are you like halfway through
I
yet
have
or no?
not touched it since that time I stopped in the middle of book two. I'm halfway through the book.
Okay. You're doing great.
I need to finish it. October
yes.
22nd it comes out. And I'm like, maybe I should start reading October 10th. Like,
okay.
right? That's the
well,
only
that's
way
your,
it can
that's
happen.
That's your move, though. That's when you're doing
yeah.
your apartment
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I'm like, I have to read it.
I just want to see it. I just think it looks like a piece. Regardless of whether it's good or bad, it's like a piece.
Yeah, I don't know. Something about Timothée Chalamet in the costumes bothers me. I don't know why.
Okay.
He doesn't look like a space boy to me.
He doesn't look like a space boy. He looks fine in the, like, Dune costumes, but, like, whatever he's wearing before then is weird. Like, when he's on Arrakis. I've only
like,
watched
I'm not a fan.
I've only watched the trailer, so I can't speak to the rest of it, but...
I've not watched the trailer yet. I can't
yes.
say. But I've seen
the trailer looks so good,
screenshots.
So I'm sort of sad that it premiered at Cannes to mixed reviews. No, Venice.
It was not Cannes, Venice, yeah.
It was Venice, sorry.
Yeah. But I'm like, I can't will myself to read
he
it. I can't
hot,
will
though.
Myself to do many things. He looked hot at
yeah,
Venice
at
or
Venice.
At, well, the whole thing was Zendaya in a wet leather look dress,
mm-hmm.
which how can you pull that off?
I mean, Kim K. Met Gala.
I know.
I mean,
but
how
like,
can you pull that off?
That is true, but I'm saying, like, how does a
the
normal...
actual look has been done already.
No, but how does a normal human being wear
well,
that?
Neither of them are normal.
I know, but like,
so
who came up with that?
Who came up? I remember one time reading in 17 magazine, they were like, what's in this month? Like, wet. And I was like, what?
No wonder, like, your hair looks greasy and pulled back.
How can, like, a state of saturation be a style? Like, it's just, you're either showered or not. You
it's also a lie.
Wet.
Like, I don't know how people look hot wet, but like, Zendaya did it. Kim Kardashian did it.
I look my worst when I'm wet.
Oh, yeah. No one looks good wet.
I feel like...
Well, that's... Well, maybe. But yeah. Zendaya would. You know? Good for her.
I feel like I'm... I was, like, watching this TikTok. And it was talking, like, French women. When you go to France and French women are like, why do you wear so much makeup? Like, you're so pretty without... Like, we're so natural here. And then you wear no makeup. They're like, maybe you need a little makeup. I feel that way. About, like... I don't need this. And then I'm like, oh, maybe you do, Charlotte. Maybe you do kind of look like a wet dog. Anyway.
So, like, in the cycle of thinking you're super hot or hating yourself, you're in the valley. You're in the valley.
I saw a different TikTok where she was like, I can't get married because my arms are too fat. And I was like, yes. Nothing has ever resonated
have
with
I said,
me more.
Yeah, have I thought, like, if I do get married, my wedding dress has to be long sleeve. Like, it has to.
I'm, like, looking in my mirror truly right now, being like, Yes. Literally, I'm like, sometimes I'll see. I saw this person who I went abroad with. She just got married. And she posted all these wedding photos. And her arms are dry. I noticed it immediately. And I was like,
oh, no.
God, that's going to be me if I ever have to look at, like, extended photos of me in a sleeveless dress. I'll be like,
long sleeves.
I want to die. But depending on the sleeve, like, it doesn't work. You need, like, almost, like, a, not a cap sleeve, but, like, a little, you need a regular length sleeve that, like, flows out a little bit. Almost the same way that you wear an A-line dress for the fattest part of your body. You wear an A-line sleeve for your fat arm.
So, we just want A-line everything.
We just want to flow out.
We really, for two people who don't want to get married, we sure talk a lot about our weird wedding plans.
She was like,
up with A-lines for your waist, A-lines for your sleeves, because you have to wear sleeves because of your fat arms. Also, maybe blindfolds so people just don't look at you. And should we throw in no cameras allowed? There should not be a single photo.
Imagine
it's like a celeb wedding. Like, you can't. No one can know.
You have an event where you're supposed to just be living your life and be free, and then you have to be confronted with 1,500 photos that were taken without your consent. I mean, I guess you paid for the photographer, but, like, candids?
Oh my God.
I would die.
Awful.
I would die.
Well, do you know, okay, actually, I'm, like, thinking other reasons what made me sad this weekend is we had a family friend over, and she's so nice, and she's like, oh my God, you guys, and my sister was over, too. We were, like, having, like, brunch, essentially. And they were like, oh my God, like, we have to all get a photo. My sister's in full makeup, like, ready to go to work. I look like, I literally rolled out of bed, and I just, no makeup, no bra, nothing is happening. And she was like, let's all get a photo. Like, you and your sister, let's get a photo. And I was like, you can't do this to me. And my sister was like, oh my God, sure, why not? And I was like, don't you fucking dare.
And you did.
I'm like, this, yeah, I had to. I was like, this photo better never see the light of day. It probably will. If it shows up on Facebook, my life's over. I'm moving. I'm moving away to a hole and never coming out.
Who cares
out.
What anybody sees on Facebook anymore, though, right?
That's, like, true, actually.
It's literally just a cesspool for old people.
It really is, yeah. God. Sounds like everyone's struggling. That's really just the mood now.
And then sometimes I'm like, oh, Charlotte, are you struggling just because you're, like, not fulfilled, like, creatively, professionally? Like, what could you do to fix that? And then I'm like, oh, am I just, like, fulfilled because our society's, like, irreparably fucked? And, like, I'll just never be happy.
Yeah. I feel like the whole state of the world just got me down, you know?
Yeah. And it's like, there doesn't seem like there's any way for me to, like, crawl out of this hole. It's like, Charlotte, get a new hobby. It's like, I'm exhausted.
It's too much effort. It's too much, just too much energy. Like, it's gotten to the point where people, like, invite me out. And I'm like, I can't put up with you.
See, I think I'm the opposite. I'm like, when will somebody invite me out? I think I'm like, what do I do if I stare down, like, 8 hours of alone time after my job?
I'm like, that's a dream.
I'm like, what do I do with that?
The fact that you have to pay, like, fucking $50 now to, like, throw an axe is insane. That's the world we live in. Maybe that's why I'm giving up on life. Because people pay money to throw an axe.
Or people, we've talked about already, the app where it compares delivery apps. For food.
Do we no?
I saw an what ad. What is this? I saw an ad for, it's not interesting at all. It's just an app that, like, compares, like, Grubhub, Caviar, Seamless, Postmates, like, to see which one is going to be the cheapest. So that you can then go to that app and order your food from it. And I was like, cook. Literally go to the grocery store and cook at this point. You've gone too many steps away from, from the ground. From the seed and the food growing. You're so far from it, you guys. Convenience has swung back around to being inconvenient.
Yeah.
I think everyone's an idiot. I remember distinctly my sophomore year of high school. Didn't really have friends anyway. It was a tough year.
Sophomore year was awful.
Sophomore year was awful. I was sort of, like, between friends, as one is at that age. And I started hanging out with this, like, large group of friends. And I was like, oh my God, yeah, like, look at all of these people who, like, text me and, like, ask me to hang out. Like, well, I feel so... And then I would go and hang out with them and I would want to drive rusty nails into my eyeballs. They were so boring. They would just, every time, they would be like, let's look at pictures of ourselves doing funny stuff from a few weeks ago. There was, my friend reminded me recently of a Sopranos quote. I've never seen the Sopranos, but apparently in it, the guy says that, like, the type of conversation where it's like, remember when we all is like the lowest form of human conversation. Because all you're doing is really just like reminiscing about something that happened. And I feel that way about like all of these people is they would just like reminisce about stuff that happened the weekend before and then like go on Omegle.
Oh,
and that was always like the whole night from like 8 to 10 p.m. Then I'd be like, all right, my mom's going to pick me up now.
Like, oh, what? God.
Is that really life? You just go to your little job. You come home. You're kind of tired. You put your feet up. You watch your TikToks. You reheat your dinner from two nights ago. Yeah. And then you fucking put not even a movie, but like you put on some sort of television show that you're watching.
Yeah, something that you can like kind of not fully.
Kind of not fully. Then you're on your phone, you're sort of like checking Instagram, blah, blah, blah.
And then it's just day after day of that.
Yeah. And then your weekends, you're like, oh my God, I'm so excited. Me and the girls are going to brunch.
I think that's it.
I'm going to kill myself. So sad. I think that's
it. It's really upsetting. And like, I feel like prior to working, you were like, oh, there's like, you know, you're good at getting towards the summer, yes. You know, like you're getting somewhere, yes. Where I'm like, there's no checkpoint anymore.
Or even, I guess, like the structure of college. You're like, oh, I'm always going to like have people to eat at the dining hall with. We're like, oh, every Saturday we're going to go out and there's a theme and there's like a reason to live. And now it's just like, oh, do you want to hang out with the same people at the same bar? Not even a bar. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
What is the solution? I can't will myself to drive anywhere. I'm like, if anything requires me to figure out parking now, I'm like, it's too much. I'm so sorry.
First of all, my ex-coworker, she which was stressed anytime she had to go anywhere. She was like, well, I'm stressed about bike parking. I was like, you're a dumbass. You can walk your bike to any pole in the whole city. There's no rules. Also, it's not a car.
I get being stressed about, like, parking, but bike parking is kind of wild, like a tree. Maybe I'm just destined to be that person who, like, people see maybe, like, once a month. They're like, oh, that's cool. Megan's out and about. And the rest of the time, me and my cats.
Yeah, I'm like, maybe you should lean into being lonely, Charlotte. Maybe this is just sort of, like, a fun, like, you can take it. I've been taking little walks. That'd be really nice little walks. I mean, I have a new neighborhood. Yeah. It's really cute.
Yeah.
So that's fun. I put on some little music. I have a nice
sunset. I've spiraled to a bad place. I'm trying to plan a vacation for myself because, nice. One, I have to because otherwise my vacation hours expire. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I have an end of the year deadline. And I truly am like, who do I travel with? Like... do I go? And it's stressing me out. And I was having a conversation with my father about it. And he's like, yeah, it's what most people have a significant other for. And I was like, don't do this to me.
Literally, what does your life look like if you're just sort of like our age and you just like have a partner and you're just like, cool, like we're going to go everywhere together. Like, what would that feel like?
It must be so deeply comforting. Again, I'm becoming... I don't think people are in relationships because of love. It's for a permanent roommate and a travel partner.
Comfort. Sort of like, I had this like fear, because I work Saturday, Sunday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this weird fear. I was like, well, I'll never be able to like sleep in with someone. Like mornings are so nice when you like wake up with somebody and you're like, and I'm like, who, Charlotte?
like for the person that I eventually find.
I was like, why are you like worried about a problem that literally doesn't exist yet?
Yeah.
But I was like, oh my God, like I'll never be able to sleep in on a Sunday morning with somebody I love. And it's like, what? God. Anyway, just gotta start. I gotta make a flip book tomorrow, maybe. Something to really like make me feel like these juices are flowing.
Yeah. Like I'm getting to that point of my mental health cycle where I'm like, I gotta start making like a strict schedule to follow to just like keep the body moving. Mm-hmm. You know?
You gotta like do some like actual yoga or something.
Ugh, yeah. Maybe I'll be healthy again for all of 2 weeks and then spiral back into
whatever
sedentary lifestyle I choose.
Yeah. Anyway, I'll take my walk after this. That's the plan.
Oh, beautiful.
I'm gonna get some ice cream. Even though I had pastry already nice. Today, but I'm like, oh, it's the end of summer. You deserve it, girl. Don't look at my arms, but you deserve it, girl. I'm like frantically Googling like how to make arms less
fat. Wait, also, I forgot. One thing I did want to ask you. How's your weird bathroom? Your weird toilet in jail cell?
It's good.
It's good?
It's going well. I'll send you. Do you want to see it? I mean, I'm connected to the mic.
Let's not move everything. But send a picture, because I think it's truly comical.
Yeah, I have a little video of everything. It's a great little spot. I have to figure out the TV still, because I'd like to use it, but I don't know how to turn
like,
it on.
In the main room?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll see. I would be nervous.
Yeah, I am.
Watch it. Okay, cool. Okay, so you're on the same page. I'm like, why don't they judge what I watch, you know?
Oh, that and less. It's just sort of like,
oh, you're scared about like having to talk to someone? No, oh, okay.
No, just sort of like, what if it's like, why are you in here? But I feel like it's fine.
Like, you do live there.
I know, which is something I have to remember.
So, yeah. And you guys all share one bathroom, all five of you,
except
right?
Except for my secret toilet. Yeah.
This is so upsetting.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway.
We should probably talk about
Sky High.
The movie.
Sky High is a crazy movie. Nicholas Braun is a gem in this.
This is...
Honestly, the movie...
Dare I say, did this kind of... This held up a little bit.
Parts of this were so bad. Like, the stupid Royal Pains speech. Anything with Mary Elizabeth Winstead, who is Ramona from Scott Pilgrim. I had to look it up. And...
She's also, like, in a bunch of other things
as
well.
Okay, that's the only thing I know. Her whole storyline... Okay. I know that one. Her whole storyline, I think, is sort of like, and like, I don't know, the whole reveal that she's like in the yearbook, but like, I'm sorry, War and Peace can get it any day of the year.
Okay.
Like, what the fuck?
Okay, I had a flashback watching this, I was like, oh, like this was like a movie crash, 100%.
Oh my god, a man who just is like aloof, but dangerous. But then secretly has a like job on the side that you don't know about.
Here's the thing. It's like, I don't know if I was as into him as a child.
Well, nobody was into what's the lead's name?
What? Yeah, I don't. Will?
Will.
Was Will's it Will? Trouble. I think everyone was kind of like into Will because you're like, that's the storyline. Like friends to lovers. Door. Like boy next door. Watching this as an adult, I was like,
he's like wearing capris.
War and Peace is my ideal man. Like, the fact that he goes up to her in that Chinese restaurant.
I'm sorry, the scene in the Chinese restaurant. I came so close to death. I was like...
I know. Where he's like, just sits down, is totally open and honest. Yeah. Like, has his hair pulled back.
It's so important that he has his hair pulled back.
His hair is pulled back. He just sits down... Just reads her easily. It's like, I know you're into this dude. Like, I know what's up. What got me when he starts speaking Chinese? I'm like, yes. A man that speaks another language, hair pulled back, aloof,
like just
mysterious,
casually at his
but
job.
Kind?
Yes. I love a man who needs a part time job after school and isn't like.
Oh my God.
Yeah. I love it.
It was.
A lot to handle.
Wow.
I might rewatch the scene right after this. Truly, at this moment, I have. Adam Driver singing YouTube video paused on my tabs. It's in the scene of Marriage Story where he sings. Because
like,
I couldn't tell if he could sing.
Anyway. Honestly, if we still lived together and had that meme wall, I would be like, we have to put War and Peace on there.
If only
like
you
that Chinese
here,
restaurant scene.
And then
if only you moved
have
here.
All of the issues we have, we would just get
it would really make
a place.
Things better.
It'd be so easy. And we could have so would many be. People over.
But I know. Would be great.
Okay, next year.
Next year. If everything falls apart. You know, if things keep going the way they're going, who knows?
Yeah.
It's up in the air. But,
I'm in danger. I asked my friend recently. I was like, so you're not on TikTok? And she was like, no. I was like, how do you connect with your coworkers? Like, how do you converse if not through memes?
Yeah.
It's really all I got.
God. You should tell them to watch Sky High so you can talk about War and Peace.
Yes.
Which, again, the name, insane.
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 I love it.
But so good.
Love it.
So good.
Big fan.
Like, everything that when he shows up in the tux, incredible.
Yeah. He was like, oh, my dad doesn't need it in prison. Even hotter. And he says that.
A damaged man.
I love everything about him. I love the end scene where, like, they're trying to get the gravity thing to stop. The end, like, action sequence. I'm sort of into. Like, sort of, a lot of it is really, like, campy and stupid, and I don't like the parents.
Yeah, well, the whole point of this movie, I think, I was like, watch back. I'm like, it knows that it's campy and stupid.
Oh, yeah.
It's, that's why I'm like, this thing holds up, because it is very self-aware.
Yes,
like,
but sometimes...
fully self-aware.
Sometimes you watch, like, movies made by adults as a kid, and you're like, oh, this is, like, a good movie, and then you rewatch this as an adult, you're like, there's no way a human adult couldn't know that this is fucking stupid. Like, Riverdale. You're like, oh, everybody's in on it.
Yeah. But I'm like, it's making money, and, like, people are eating this shit up.
That's the weird thing about, like, people that are like, yeah, I'm a children's book writer. I'm like, wow. Like, so you know that this is stupid.
But, like, the money, and, like, kids
love
it.
Maybe I should write a children's book.
You should do it.
Okay, I could illustrate it. Career in, like, a change. Very psycho way. It'd be illustrated like
I do love your illustrations.
Deranged person. Wait.
Maybe like a serial killer wrote this.
Yeah, I have my one. Anyway, it's gone.
Anyways. But it's also insane that they got so many people to sign on to this movie. Yes. Like, Kurt Russell is...
Yes.
What's the commander?
The commander.
The commander.
The commander and Jetstream.
Jetstream, who has a very low cut. There's a lot of boob. There's a lot of boob in her outfit.
They know.
They do know.
They get it. I love when he learns that he can fly at the end, and he kisses her while they're flying. Very cute.
Again, that was another moment where I was like, peak romance.
Peak romance. I love the goth girl who becomes a guinea pig. She's incredible. I love when she sits down at War and Peace's table, and then everybody else just sits down. Cool, are we sitting with Warren now? And he's like, get out of here.
Again,
obsessed.
Actually, War and Peace is your ideal man.
I'm obsessed with him.
This is why we won't settle. This is why
so
we're
so much
still
so that I'm like, I need to get free weights and start doing some ballet arm exercises.
Oh god!
Because War and Peace is not like fat arms.
Do you? I feel like War and Peace would be like super body positive.
Oh yeah.
Like, super body positive.
Be like, girl, eat the cake. Life is short, eat dessert first. Like, that's, he had tattooed that on his bicep.
Oh my god.
I feel like War and Peace would be super body positive.
He would be. God.
Yeah. Here's what I also don't get. Is like, his dad's last name is not Peace.
What was his dad's last name?
His last name was like Battle or something. Or Baron? Something Baron? Like, BD Baron or something?
I don't know.
But I
was
like,
he supposed to be a freshman?
I can't tell. No, right? Because they come in and everybody knows him already.
Yeah, he wasn't like on the class. He didn't do,
he's maybe a sophomore. Which
I have questions, as always.
These kids are 14.
About this. Yeah, these kids are supposed to be freshmen.
Once again.
And I'm like, they're
you
adults.
You can just make everybody older, and it's so much less
just,
weird.
Why didn't they make this college?
Why is everybody obsessed with the lead being 14 to 15 years old?
I don't know. Like, it would make so much more sense if they were in college, because then the whole thing of, like, him, he's like, I'm so proud, you're going to my alma mater. And you're like, this is high school.
But I don't think the commander went to college.
They did all talk like this was it. Like, they go to this school,
they're
and there's
superheroes. They don't need a career path. They have it.
It's, like, true.
Yeah.
I'm like, is it a private high school then? Because, like, then how did he get in?
Okay.
Because they're like, they get there and they're like, let's see your powers. And I'm like, or is
it
like...
it must be sort of like Hogwarts. And then it's like you're born
You get a letter type thing.
So it's like you're coming.
Okay.
I guess.
I guess it is very Hogwarts vibe.
And then it's like, okay, what if you have, like, a superhero and then they marry a non-superhero and they have a kid? It's like, isn't just the number of kids who need to go to Sky High, like, multiplying? Do you know what I mean?
It can't support everyone
anymore. Yeah, like, at some point, it's like, people are just having too many super babies. Because apparently, if you have one super parent and one non-super parent, you... Again, a question I have about Hogwarts. Like, how do they know you're going to be magic? Like, Hermione's, like, double muggle-born. I'm like, how do they find her?
Because she just, like, starts doing magic? I don't know.
Anyway.
I think Hogwarts finds you, and Sky High must also
find
you.
Sky High must find you. True.
Yeah. The other thing is, like, how did he hide the fact that he didn't have superpowers from his parents? Like, he nearly gets murdered by his own father getting thrown at him. Yes. And no one questions
it. I do remember him, like, putting all the weights on and being like, don't worry, Dad, just do 200 reps. And Dad's like, good boy. I'm like, what the fuck?
You think there's a couple of scenes that really had stuck with me, and one of them is, like, the final when, like, what's her name? Layla?
Mm-hmm.
Or when she, like, releases her power. So I was like, incredible.
Yes. But it's also, like,
a girl boss moment.
Was she in danger? Like, because she has this whole thing where she's like, I won't do it for evil. And then she, like, does it. And it's like, oh. Seems like you're kind of doing this without a purpose.
She got lightly slapped by that cheerleader.
Oh, she got mad.
Yes.
So she's susceptible like the rest of us.
Yeah. Yes. Do not slap someone.
But if your son had super strength, you would probably like have already played like a fun game of catch with a car or something. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like you wouldn't have just been like, I trust you, boy. You probably would have been like throwing a lot more weights more often.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
So, not believable. Also, the fact that he wears cargo shorts to his mid-calf in several scenes. Will Stronghold's outfits, like, all the outfits are crazy, but they're, like, whatever. Will Stronghold's outfits are legitimately deranged.
There's so many deranged outfits. Somebody was blind.
Like, War and Peace, like, makes sense. Like, Layla's, like,
anything that War and Peace did in this movie made sense to me, like on a deep level. He was perfect.
I'm rethinking a lot of my life right now, just being as an adult, I haven't met my crush on
War and Peace.
Yeah, like what was his age in that? Like what's the actor? Like what's he doing?
I looked
now?
It up. 19. He was 19 in this.
Anyway.
His name is Stephen Strait. Of course I looked all of this up. Okay. As soon as I saw him, I was like, interesting. And then
what's
the Chinese scene happened. I was like, incredible.
Interesting.
He's 35.
Okay, I can make that work.
We could totally make that work. He's 6'2".
You're shitting me.
He's from Greenwich Village. New York, baby.
Wow. Did he go to acting school?
He went to the Stella Adler Studio of Acting, Village Community School, and Xavier High School.
Okay, my friend was just shitting on Stella Adler last night.
He wears glasses now.
Okay, that has like a very weird, Leonard from Big Bang vibe. I don't like those glasses on him, actually. He actually turned out to be a lot more of a wuss.
Mm. You wanted to go back to what he looked like, actually.
Yeah, I wanted him to like have a red streak out. In his hair.
It could be for a role. You don't know.
Is he still an actor?
He still does some stuff, it looks like.
Does
2019.
Some stuff.
Lifelike? He's shirtless in it. We should watch it.
Yeah, War and Peace truly was like I had a moment where I was like, is that Taylor Lautner? It's not.
It's not. Obviously. He's way better than Taylor Lautner could ever hope to be. Wait, here's without glasses.
I mean, you kind of can't do better than that. Like, that's really kind of the top.
It's, oh, here.
He looks like a Barbie doll.
Oh.
He looks like he was engineered to be a bad boy.
here's some shirtless ones.
That looks like I think that could be Taylor Lautner.
That could be. Right. Please tell me is he single? Fuck, he's married. He's been married twice.
Yeah.
Who's he married
to?
That he would be married, yes.
Twice.
I could also see that.
Twice as well.
You
just meant twice.
He also sings. God, maybe he holds a guitar. Who knows?
God.
Wow. This is really just us being obsessed with
there was
War
like really
and Peace.
There was one highlight to this film, clearly.
Yeah. What was a low light of it was how many Dutch angles were in this fucking movie every time the camera was crooked. Like, it was exhausting. I felt nauseous.
I didn't notice it.
You didn't notice it? Everything's at an angle. No one is ever straight on. It's exhausting. You didn't notice?
I know what you mean. I feel like the whole Save the Citizen is a hilarious scene. I love incredible. The teachers. Like, remember when they used to use Real Citizens Hall? Love that. Love the banter. Love the coach. It's just like on his perch. Obsessed.
War and Peace nearly dying. Also so hot. It is. Everything he does is hot.
I know. I love that, you know, Will Stronghold decides to save him.
Mm-hmm. The right choice. I would save War and Peace over anyone.
Oh, yeah. The citizen is legitimately fake. That scene was chaotic, though, to watch due to the angles.
You didn't notice. Don't lie. You had no idea. You're like, wow, no, this is just straight on. I love
but
it.
But I was like, this is weirdly shot.
Mm-hmm. Don't lie.
Don't lie! Yeah.
Here's my other question from this movie. Did you ever sit on a roof as a teen?
No. I didn't have that option. But a I didn't lot have that of teens did, according either. To movies.
According to movies, and it looks incredible.
It looks
I would
peaceful.
Love to have had that opportunity to angst on a roof,
yes.
looking at the stars.
Yes.
In my suburban neighborhood yes. that would not have stars, but you know.
But you know, I had a roof in my last apartment and I never went on it. It was kind of uncomfortable to sit up there for a long period of time, and it was like you had to take a ladder.
Yeah. See, this is what I think now. It's like maybe it's an East Coast thing. Or maybe it's a Midwest thing to have like
maybe.
A bedroom like window that like opens up and you're like bam.
I have roof. That at my parents' house.
You do?
But it's
without
like,
a window screen? That's the other thing. None of these people
so
have window screens.
Slanted.
Yeah.
Like the windows here and then like the roof is like straight down. Like there's no way you could sit on it. Like there was no roof.
Yeah.
But I have that sort of like very, I think it's Cape Cod style house where it's like you can see the little like window peaks coming out.
Interesting, interesting.
But
that would be incredible.
You do have to have like
would
a
have
very
made my life
flat,
better.
Flat roof that you can walk out onto. I think probably a lot of houses have that option. I feel like you're probably not supposed to walk on the roof tiling.
Dude, if any of our friends who listen to this, if they had a roof that they could sit on as a teenager, text us. Let me know.
I'm trying to think if
I'd
I
be fascinated.
Anybody. I don't think so.
Like to sit out with your, like, again, think about it from Layla's perspective, to sit on a roof with your crush.
And to get
oh
there by
God.
The tree that you made.
Oh my God.
To sit on a roof with your crush when you're 14 and everything
when you're
feels 14. Important.
You yeah,
have not
that
been jaded
be like-
by this life yet.
Also, no, I'm thinking about that. You would probably have a full panic attack.
Me?
Being like, I'm. You and me, anyone.
Yes.
To be like, I'm going to sit on a roof. I'm going to be near my crush within like 2 feet of them.
It's Insanity. Tough. It's tough to be near your crush. There's like a lot of like feelings of I'm gonna vomit, you know?
Yeah, just got to.
You need a receptacle.
Yeah. What also made me laugh, like, is when he's like, I made out with an old person.
And it's still better than you'll ever do. Will Stronghold.
Oh, truly. Because that was the thing where I was like, that whole storyline's weird. So I'm like, she was a full
yeah.
adult.
So weird.
Then turned into a baby and then like
got raised
redid
again.
Life.
Yes.
So was she like as a this raises another question. So are those babies like fully sentient babies?
Like as
like,
smart
like,
as they've ever been.
Yeah, like I am still
they
the commander, but just in a baby form.
I mean the little like mastermind guy with the big brain, like talks
yes.
like an adult. But it doesn't seem like any of them can talk.
Yeah.
It is a very weird thing. I guess it was like kind of a cutesy way to like take over instead of being like I'm gonna kill people, this is a children's movie, let's turn them into
yeah
babies.
Like that's really like, oh it's a kids movie. But the other thing is okay. when they smash her helmet off she looks incredible.
She looks incredible.
Incredible.
She looks incredible this whole movie and you're like
oh the entire movie
in
yeah.
what person's right mind Will Stronghold would you think that this senior who is hotter than anyone you've ever seen would just be into you randomly. Yeah.
Who also is a TA, which is
yes,
bizarre.
Yes.
Like, what are you doing? But no, like, the way that her hair falls when that helmet comes off.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
I do love that she's like, nobody respected me my first round of high school because technopaths weren't respected yet. And I was like, word! Society's progressed and now we really want your pixie magic. Like, she's like, now everybody thinks that I'm cool.
And that's the other thing is where, like, she was always that hot. Like, she looks the same. So then...
She's used to wear glasses. I don't get it.
Is that, that's the trope. They wear glasses,
they wore glasses
so they were
she
hot.
She likes science. So yeah. She couldn't be a cool girl.
Oh, do you know what we haven't even talked about yet? Is Zach.
Zach Attack. I claim Zach Attack.
who is played by Nicholas Braun.
The best part of this is when he's like,
love him.
He's like, yeah, homecoming's stupid, right? And she's like, yeah, I think I'll go. He's like, me too. And then he's like, yeah, you want to dance? She goes, no. He's like, me neither.
The other thing, though, you're talking about batshit insane outfits. He has the most batshit insane outfit.
They all have.
He's like a yellow highlighter.
I love that they all talk about, like, when are we going to get our costumes? Like, you're all wearing costumes.
You already are. You've made it. It's insane. Oh, but I love Nicholas Braun.
He's a genius.
Like, he's like, do you watch Succession?
No, I should.
Oh my god. Because I realized he was playing Cousin Greg in Sky High. Really? Like, that character's never changed.
That's
him.
His only thing. Like, it's just like oaf.
It's
I have this
just
one,
a lanky oaf.
I think the TV version of 10 Things I Hate About You, do you remember that? He was in it, and there's just this one scene where he's at a party eating a bunch of watermelon, and somebody's like, oh, that's Spiked. And he's like, this is Spiked? That's all I remember. It's the same character.
I love Nicholas Braun.
I
love him so much.
It's unfortunate that he's overshadowed in this movie by War and Peace, because he is a classic.
He is usually my crush.
He is a good crush. He is a classic, like, simp for a goth girl. We love to see it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like, we all... You, like, the goth girl was so cool.
So cool! And what was so cool so about her? Cool. She just, like...
I don't know. She didn't give a fuck.
Put streaks in her hair, but, like...
Yeah. If you had the audacity to put a purple or blue streak in your hair in high school, I was like,
Or if your mom let you.
If your mom let you, actually. Like, if you could convince your mother, actually. That's what I'd say.
Convince your mom, you put a streak in your hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But... Also, when they have her as the guinea pig towards the end, she's the fakest little guinea pig chewing on a wire.
Truly the best sequence of the whole movie is when, like, the anti-gravity, all these alarms are going off, and it's just the melt guy and Nicholas Braun taking turns yelling into a tube as if, like, she's gonna go any faster. They're just like, obsessed. And it's just a shot from inside the tube, and it's just both there. I'm like, this is honestly a cinematography genius. You know,
I will say, like, there's a lot of times when we watch these movies and I was like, that was, like, stupid, but, like, I think I had a fun time with this one.
And I love the end when it's like, so stop the world and melt with you.
There's good music in this.
Yes, it opens with a very good song.
They're playing fucking Voices Carry at one point in this movie, which is insane for an early 2000s movie. Why are they playing that one?
They're just cool. Whoever was on the music was cool.
They were super cool.
And I respected that. And I love Ron Wilson, bus driver. But he just has a business card that just says bus driver with his phone number. And then, of course, you know he's going to call it.
Of course. He needs to get to the prom.
The prom? The homecoming.
The homecoming. Excuse me.
I do love that, like, the second she's mean to Layla. Like, he's blinded by love because he's an idiot and he's 14. We'll forgive him for that. But the second she's, like, mean to Layla, he's like, get out of my house. I'm like, okay, he knows who he is. We're not fucking around anymore.
I think that's why my younger self had a crush on him.
I never had a crush on Warren. I don't know if I had a crush on War and Peace, but I was like, something's there.
You knew.
This is nice.
You're like, I don't know what this is, but this is nice.
He seems cool. There's this guy that I went to high school with who just... I took English with him and he would just never speak. I was like, this is incredible.
God, you really have a type, you know?
Yeah. I love a loop. Yeah. Anyway.
Any final thoughts?
I have none. I have to go on my walk now.
Nice.
To ward off my depression.
Do you know what I just want? I want someone to be... depressed with, like, War and Peace, you know?
I was thinking of that, and I was like, oh, imagine if somebody loved me. And then I just, like, that was my day. I would just come home from work and then just, like, hang.
Like, if War and Peace could read me fortune cookies, like he did in that one scene.
Without me knowing. And then just, like, I love that he's, like, when Will goes to the restaurant, and he's like, oh, bummer, we were only going to homecoming to make you jealous. Just immediately blows all cover. Doesn't give a single shit. He's just like, oh, here's what we were doing.
Incredible.
What's wrong with you?
Incredible.
So good.
God.
I'm such a fan.
Such a fan. I love him.
I'm going to watch select scenes from this right now. After my walk.
Yeah, after your walk. Anytime I'm sad, I'm just going to watch that Chinese restaurant scene.
Yes.
And be like, love is real.
But, like, it's crazy.
And it is War and Peace.
They're not even in love. Like, Layla and him don't get anywhere.
No, I want to. I want a sequel where like, they should get together.
Clearly, there's a spark. Clearly.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
But then, like, she goes for Will, which is fine, and like he's cool with it. And but I'm like, oh, that's kind of nice that you can just sort of have a little spark and then be like, okay, nice to meet you.
God.